And back to Donald Trump's state dinner for Prime Minister Scott Morrison. It'll be almost certainly held against the backdrop of the rising tensions between the US and its main rival for global supremacy, China. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
Michelle, there is a perception at least that Australia is perhaps no longer striking that fine balance in its relations with the US and China. We now have Scott Morrison aligning Canberra more closely with Washington. Are we choosing a side? The minister, we heard the minister there saying, you know, we're always very careful to balance our relationships. Do you think Scott Morrison, as PM, is deft enough to manage the changing landscape?
I think we've got to start from the point that this is not a relationship of equivalence that we have with these two countries. Clearly, the relationship with the United States is one with a very close ally. Now, we attempt to maintain strong relations with China. We have, of course, great dependence on trade with China, but the relationship with China will vary according to the issues running at the time and how we react to them, how the Chinese react to them. You were just talking at length about the human rights issue. That obviously is one thing in the mix, and there are others that affect the relationship, for example, the Australian reaction on foreign interference. So I think that that is the context. Having said that, I'd add one point. When Scott Morrison recently made a major speech about trade issues in particular before going to the G20, his office was very anxious to push the point that he wasn't choosing sides, even though Australia did seem fairly significantly tilting to the US side in terms of those particular issues.
Okay. On matters closer to home, Michelle, the cut to the deeming rate announced over the weekend, a good start but doesn't go far enough, seems to be the general reaction from the seniors, from senior groups. They want future decisions, for instance, outsourced to an independent authority. That's already been ruled out by the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, on Insiders yesterday. Doesn't that mean that every time there's an interest rate cut, the government will now be hit with the same avalanche of criticism on the deeming rate? Now it's in the debate.
Well, yes, probably there will be that criticism. However, I think there are different views on how appropriate the level of change is. For example, Peter Martin, our economist at The Conversation, was arguing today that the government has gone a fair way to dealing adequately with this problem. But I do think that having it set independently would put beyond doubt the appropriateness of particular changes and would save a lot of political trouble, as it were, and also convince those involved that it was that changes were fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.